Lincoln said in his first inaugural. Can you imagine a situation in which a bare majority of a nine-member court, five people, in combination with two litigants in a private action, which could be even collusive, seven people can settle the policy of the whole country, and the rest of the country has to pass a constitutional amendment to overturn it? At that moment, as Lincoln said, the people have ceased to be their own rulers. We'd have passed it over to the hands of that eminent tribunal. We'd have put ourselves under the oligarchy of judges. Nothing here in the Constitution indicates that the court has the final word. As we've seen in the past, the court comes up with decisions, and a number of times the political branches have cut back, pushed back, induced the court to narrow the holding, even overturn the holding. Yes, it would be a very bad way for a republic to be ruled by putting the ultimate governing authority in the hands of five unelected judges serving for life.